Vice President Mike Pence declared this week that his campaign has exceeded the 40,000 donor threshold, which should qualify him for the August 23rd presidential debate in Milwaukee. It appears the final debate participants will be former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. It is unclear whether former President Trump will actually participate. The Premise Research Organization tracks the presidential race every 2 weeks, and their latest release finds Mr. Biden falling behind former President Trump, even on their nationwide ballot test. The survey gives Mr. Trump a 7-point lead, 41-34%, within the entire adult sampling universe, and 42-38 among the self-identified registered voters. In Michigan, Emerson College's latest survey sees Mr. Trump forging a 43-41-4% lead with Dr. Cornell West on the ballot as the Green Party candidate. Emerson's Arizona poll finds Mr. Trump holding a 1-point lead, again with Dr. West attracting 4% support. The numbers vary virtually by the day, but these latest figures do show a significant trend change. Whether this becomes an entrenched pattern remains to be seen. The No Labels Party, attempting to qualify for the ballot in all 50 states, has attained ballot access in two more domains. Nevada and South Dakota are now no label states, joining Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, and Oregon. While the number of qualified states is small in relation to the whole country, three of their six are key swing states that could well affect the outcome of next year's presidential campaign. Arizona and Nevada are two of the five states where flipping to the Republican nominee could change the national outcome. Alaska, with its ranked choice voting system, could see a Democratic conversion if the Republican nominee is held under 50%. The addition of a no-labels candidate could make this scenario reality. In the Alaska special congressional election, for example, Republican candidates together drew 60% of the vote. Yet when RCV went into effect because no one reached 50%, a Democratic candidate won the election. The Mississippi primary election for the state's off-year cycle was held during the week. Unsurprisingly, Governor Tate Reeves easily won the Republican nomination over two opponents with 74% of the vote. Democratic Public Service Commissioner Brandon Presley, a cousin to the late music great Elvis Presley, was unopposed for his party's nomination. Therefore, these two men will advance into the November 7th general election. The closest election was for Lieutenant Governor, where incumbent Delbert Hoseman slipped past conservative state senator Chris McDaniel to win renomination with a projected 9 percentage point edge. In addition to Mississippi, Kentucky and Louisiana also host governor's elections later this year. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.